I was surprised when I was preparing the readings a week or so ago by this passage in the Book of Wisdom. I must have read it a number of times, but it is a glorious thing. And I recommend to you, if you have some time today, it's the Book of Wisdom, the 11th chapter to the beginning of the 12th chapter. It could be seen, I think, realistically, as a great hymn to the motherliness of God. It's a wonderful text. And would certainly merit being read, thought about, prayed over. The 11th chapter of the Book of Wisdom, the second verse of the second chapter. What does it sound like? You don't hate anything that you have made. Anything that you have made. You made women. You made people with Down syndrome. You made homosexuals. You made the disabled in any way. Above all, you made the poor. Of whom there are so many in our world. And you love equally all of these. It's an astonishing, text. It's redolent of the words so often of Francis I, the Pope, the present Pope, or before him, John the 23rd, who famously said, "See everything. Overlook much, correct a little." In other words, he's not supposed to be the policeman of the church. He's supposed to be the lover, the nurturer, the mother, not just of the church, but of all of us. It's extraordinary. I look around and think about in my experience of the church where I found that kind of tenderness. Because that's what we're talking about here. The tenderness of God. The mercy of God. The benevolence of God. The generosity of God. Which we do such a poor job of echoing, either in our individual lives or in the church at large. We're all familiar with edicts, you know, commands, the demand for obedience. But if you notice in this text, the word obedience never occurs. The initiative is all on the side of God. And this, of course, is where the problem lies. How do we appropriate that? How do we grow into that sense of the mercy of God? Because that and only that is who God is, what God is, if God is real. It's the God of Jesus. You know? It's extraordinary. When you read these glorious words, you are merciful to all, and you overlook people's sins so that they may repent. You love all that exists and detest nothing of the things that you have made. You've not made anything that you had you hated it. How would anything have endured if you had not willed it? How would anything not called forth by you have been preserved? You spare all things, for they are yours, O Lord, you who love the living. And quite amazing. Quite amazing, these words. I think we have so little sense of this in our world, which is barbarically competitive, self-seeking, self-concerned. And here we're confronted with the absolute, absolute, absolute generosity of God. So I feel like almost wasting time to talk about this text. The text is so eloquent in itself. To say all these things. The text says it all. And of course, all this is manifested in this little gospel passage of the famous little short guy up in a sycamore tree, trying to see who Jesus was. And all he needed was the very presence of Jesus. And somehow all of these words of the Book of Wisdom, which is from the Hebrew Bible, recall. This is not New Testament. This is from the Hebrew Bible. Were embodied. This is no sentimental exercise into willful blindness or ignorance. No. This bespeaks the voice of Jesus, who was able to see beyond everything. Zacchaeus was a crook. Flat out, he was a crook. He was very rich. A chief tax collector. One of the mafiosi of his day. It did not obstruct Jesus' vision of him. You hate nothing that you have made. Nothing. Nothing. No one. And that's the God we say we worship, we believe in, despite all appearances, both not just in the world, but in the church itself. I mean, this is why Francis is such a magnificent gift to the church today. Because of some silly sort of respect, we don't make comparisons between Francis and Benedict XVI, or the Polish Pope who preceded him, who became furious when anybody crossed his path. Benedict, who was, when he was elected, I don't want to be the Pope of No, and yet that's all he was. He was the Pope of No, over and over again. No to you, no to you, no to you, no to you, no to you. I mean, at least his intentions were good. But his behavior belied that over and over and over and over again. And that's the primary symbolic presence of the church in the world. As judge. As condemner. Well, that's what we need constantly to be reminded of who God was, of Jesus. Of Jesus who hates nothing that he has made. Of Jesus who loves everything that he has made. Of Jesus whose first word is always mercy.